friends. Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Alfred. With me, as always, it's Chris E. Hayner. Chris E. Hayner, how are you?
Join the Dark Order. JoinDarkOrder.com.
I'm good, Matt. You know, it's a new week. We had last week off because someone was a sick boy.
I'm going to tell this story real quick.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to tell you what I think happened. So I have an air fryer now, Chris, and it's changed my life, actually.
Yeah.
I make like French fries for my kid every day. Yep. Like from a potato.
I bought potatoes at the store 2 days ago specifically to be like, yeah, I'm going to air fry them sons of bitches.
Yeah, we eat vegetables kind of now.
Oh my God. Right. Matt, you got to throw some Brussels sprouts in there.
Anyway, so I got this air fryer, and at the store I bought pizza puffs. I'm like, oh, pizza puffs. I used to eat those at the bowling alley.
What's a pizza puff?
Oh, it's like fried in phyllo dough or something like phyllo dough. And inside is just like sausage and then like tomato and cheese. It's like, and you deep fry it. It's disgusting.
It sounds like fancy Totino's pizza rolls.
It is.
Okay, I'm into this.
Let's go. Maybe, is it just a Midwest thing? I don't know. But like that's all I ate growing up was pizza puffs. So
that's
all I ate growing up until I turned 18. On my 18th birthday, I was given a real meal of steak and Brussels sprouts. So I bought these and then I tried cooking in the air fryer. It didn't cook the way I wanted to. It seemed hot, so I ate it and it was fine. About 9 hours later, we'll say, I got viciously sick and was vomiting everywhere and was up all night. And in the morning I was vomiting a little too, but I worked for a little while because I had to get something done because, you know, good employee. So I was just very, very sick.
Very good employee.
And I took the rest of the day off after I finished. What was it? Book of Boba Fett. It was Book of Boba Fett. Yeah.
Wait, are you saying you sabotaged yourself?
I think I did. It wasn't the dinner I made. I made corned beef and cabbage for dinner for myself and my wife.
Because she was fine. Day.
We got, that's her favorite meal. So
that's whose favorite meal?
My wife's favorite meal.
Your wife's favorite meal is corned beef and cabbage?
Yes.
Why? Like, I love, like, don't get me wrong, I love corned beef and cabbage, but I love it once a year at maximum. As it stands, I don't think I've had it in like 5 years.
I make it like 2 or 3 times a year.
God. Maybe I don't want to be your neighbor.
Her favorite meal is corned beef and cabbage, and my favorite meal is her enchiladas, and we both don't like that thing that we make that
that's,
much.
That's the thing. Her meal, your favorite meal that she makes, has flavor.
Yes.
Good flavor, and isn't partly boiled cabbage or whatever.
I put it in the pressure cooker for an hour and a half. That's all it takes, man.
I know. It's just,
and I cook it in Guinness. Anyway, Wrestle Buddies, how you guys doing? Corned beef and cabbage.
Anyway, so Matt is no longer a sick boy.
No, but I was kind of like, I was a little sick for the 2 days afterwards too, yeah. But I could work. So whatever.
You're a tough, you toughed it out.
Anyway, up, as they say. Anyway,
this is all because we took last week off so Matt could heal. So he could heal and be better than he was. And now he is, and we're back, and we're on the road to WrestleMania, which we all know is not a real thing.
We're on the road to WrestleMania. Because trains go on roads.
Oh my God, someone stop that train. It's on a road. So you last heard from us as we were talking about the Royal Rumble. Now the Royal Rumble has happened. It was a really good show, except for, you know, the men's Royal Rumble. And now we're hot on the road to WrestleMania. We're going to talk about some WrestleMania. We're going to talk about some WWE 2K22 plans we have. Mm-hmm. And I have a special life update to share. So it's going to be a jam-packed episode.
Chris, do you mind if I was going to call it a soapbox. I'm going to call it the Apple box. Do you mind if I get on my Apple box for a second to talk about something real quick?
That's yes, but only if you're fine with me introducing our newest segment at the end of the show called In Your Face.
Oh, yeah. But this is also a new segment called Matt's Apple Box.
okay, Matt, what kind of apples are in this apple box?
Well, gala apples, but that's besides the point. On Matt's apple boxes, so let's talk about Royal Rumble really quick. Royal Rumble overall was a very good pay-per-view up until that Royal Rumble last match. And I remember on the Twitters, as we're doing live coverage, people were so jazzed about Royal Rumble going into the men's match. People were pretty positive. The men's match was the hottest garbage. It was boring. Johnny Knoxville's spot was amazing, but
yeah,
it all
Matt,
came
it
down
was
to,
so bad that Shane McMahon was reportedly fired by his dad. Like,
well, that's what happens when you book a Royal Rumble like finish kind of around yourself. You know, you don't.
But what's weird is like, did he? Because it didn't. I don't even remember what Shane did in that match. Again, this is all alleged, reported on the internet. Yeah. There's no confirmation, obviously.
No, he just made himself look tougher against, like, you know, real wrestlers that are constantly in there day by day.
Yeah, like Bad Bunny.
It came down to Bad Bunny was great. It came down to Brock Lesnar coming out last and winning. But the issue was that Brock Lesnar didn't need to be in the Royal Rumble match. He already had a story going into WrestleMania because he lost the title.
But the story is he now has the right to challenge Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and then they could use the next pay-per-view to find who's going to challenge Bobby Lashley, Bibbly Lishley, at WrestleMania.
I know, but it was just too much of Royal Rumble revolved around what's Brock Lesnar doing.
Okay,
that's the issue. But anyways, I
don't disagree. May I get on my Apple box, which is not quite as tall as yours, but I am a taller guy than you.
You're
a
taller guy.
We're
the same height now.
Matt, let's say Brock Lesnar didn't enter into the Royal Rumble, and let's say somebody won it to face the Raw champion.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you get Brock into the main event of WrestleMania against Roman? Do you put him in an elimination chamber match to determine the number one contender?
Yes.
Well, they're kind of doing that because Matt Brock's in the elimination chamber match, except he's in it to win back the Raw title. Something. I don't understand.
Anyway, so after the men's Royal Rumble match happened, the internet, Twitterverse exploded, calling Royal Rumble like the pay-per-view as a whole the worst Royal Rumble in years.
The
match itself was probably one of the worst Royal Rumble matches.
It was my least favorite Royal Rumble match.
Yeah,
I disliked it more than the other Brock one.
But the issue is, the one where he was like doing what we do in like video games where you come in at number one, you just throw somebody out and then you wait.
Yep,
that's fun in the game, not fun in...
It was hilarious when CM Punk did it and he just cut promos in between each person.
Because he made it fun.
Yeah. Brock just...
But watching everybody blow up calling this pay-per-view, like, the worst pay-per-view ever is so weird when, like, the build-up up to that match was so much fun. This was the best women's Royal Rumble match we've ever gotten.
Matt, I'll say this. The women's Rumble match is a top... I'm going to say three, maybe even best ever Rumble match for me. It was perfect.
Even with Ronda Rousey coming out and winning it, like two part-timers and four former UFC people winning. Actually, I don't know if I'd call Brock Lesnar a part-timer at this point because he is on Television Weekly.
I mean, but even when he's on Television Weekly, it's only a couple of months a year.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt, he was a part-timer when he was WWE champion. Remember, he'd just show up once every 3 months to defend the title?
Yes. Well, that's when they had the defend your title once a month rule.
Yeah.
Which was never a real rule.
No.
Anyway, but just seeing people, there's no reason, because of one, the poorness of one match does not negate the greatness of the other matches. That's the issue.
And the other matches were great.
Yeah, I'm going to step down from this apple box.
Oh, good. I would like an apple.
That's the thing. It's Tom Cruise's apple box because he's short.
Wow. Hollywood insider Matt Elfring.
Hey, Hollywood insider Matt Elfring here. Tom Cruise, short guy.
How short? Like 2 feet?
He's 7'8".
Oh, wow.
So short. Wow.
Well, given that everyone else in Hollywood is 10 feet tall.
You got to be 10 feet tall to be a successful actor.
You guys should see how tall Jennifer Lawrence is.
8 feet. Plus 2 more feet.
Uh-huh. Ten feet tall. Yep. Not Tom Cruise, though. He's a rebel. He's only 7'8" tall.
And you can't teach that.
Where are we going next? Realist guys in the room. How you doing?
How Road to WrestleMania, let's talk about that Elimination Chamber, which we will not be covering nor predicting nor do anything because it is a Saudi show match.
I'm going to give you a prediction right now. Bobby Lashley is going to retain the title.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch is going to beat Lita. No titles are going to change hands unless, I don't know. I swear to God, if they make Shinsuke Nakamura lose. Oh, no, he has the Intercontinental, right?
Yes, he does.
Who has the United States? Oh, is it Damian the Punishment Priest Martinez?
I believe it's still him.
Oh, I mean, I don't care. I've gotten so cold on him. Like, I don't want to. Like, he looks cool. I just don't understand the character because I think he's a heel now.
I think so.
So I wonder if, like, backstage, Bad Bunny, he ran into Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny's like, man, what happened to you? What's going on, bro?
And then Bad Bunny said his famous catchphrase. What happened to you, bro?
What's going on? Are you okay? Should we call your mom? Because
we all know celebrities always walk around saying their famous catchphrases.
Absolutely.
Jim Carrey is always talking out of his butt.
Yeah, he's like, smoking.
He's smoking, but he says it out of his butt.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise always says his famous catchphrase, "Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, star of the Mission Impossible franchise and Top Gun.
Can I tell you about Scientology?
Did you know I'm short? I'm only 7 feet, 8 inches tall."
You can't teach that.
How you doing?
We'll talk about Elimination Chamber. Really brief. So the main event, Austin Tahiri, AJ Smiles, Bobby Lashley, Bork Laser,
AJ Seth Smiles.
That's what my son calls him. And I've never corrected him.
Adorable.
Never. I will never correct him. My son is 4 now. He knows better. Still calls him AJ Smiles.
But he's like, he never smiles. He always looks so perturbed.
When we interviewed him, he smiled. He was a nice guy.
When did we interview him?
WrestleMania weekend.
Did we?
Backstage of TakeOver. Oh,
that's right. At the, for the 2K, like where he wrestled, he video game wrestled the dude in the golden voice. Closing. And the golden voice who lost his voice before the match from doing all the trash talk earlier in the day.
Who follows me on Twitter? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah. And then friggin' AJ lost soundly and he chucked his controller across the arena in true AJ Smiles fashion.
Also, AJ Smiles shorter than me, and that was surprising to me.
And that's only 12 feet tall.
I'm only 12 feet tall. I'm not famous, so I'm 5'10, which is the average height of a human.
Oh, I'm 6'3, which is the average height of a Chris Hayner.
It is the average head of a Chris Hayner. AJ, okay, so, and then also Seth freaking Rollins and then the guy who ran scooters around. They're all in this Elimination Chamber for the
RK-Bro? WWE
Championship. Matt Riddle.
Oh, okay. Oh, scooters.
Three MMA fighters are in this match.
And AJ Styles.
Smiles.
Wait, oh, but Bibbly Lishley.
He was undefeated, Bork. I believe. Wasn't he?
And Riddle was in UFC for a period of time, right?
Yeah, he won the Ultimate Fighter, I believe, one of the years.
Hey, editing Matt here. I don't want to move my mic. Matt Riddle only made it to the second round of his Ultimate Fighter season, and he was knocked out. Bye.
He won the Ultimate Fight. Is that a show? Is that what is that?
Oh,
is
yeah, that was a UFC reality show.
That's like UFC Survivor.
Yeah.
Like UFC Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. UFC's Chopped.
That's like UFC's Master Chef.
Yeah.
That's like UFC's Cutthroat Kitchen.
Yeah.
That's like UFC's Next Level Chef starring Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any more food reality? America's next top food. Wait, truck.
That's like UFC's Guys Grocery Games.
That show's great.
I know.
So I don't see anybody. I don't see if Brock's not going to win. There's the idea of what if they make Brock win and Brock's it's champion versus champion and then they unify the titles again. I don't think they're going to do anything that big at a Saudi show.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't unify the titles until Mania.
That's what I mean. But I mean, like,
also the Saudis are paying a lot of money for this show.
Ugh. But I mean, would Brock win the title here and then would they unify it at Mania? I don't think so.
All I know, Matt, is the most important news in professional wrestling. Goldberg is back for yet another Saudi Arabia show.
Well, I'm not down there yet. We got to talk about how Becky Lynch is going to beat Lita very quickly, and it's not going to be.
Why do you think it's going to be quickly?
Because it's Becky Lynch, and I always vote for Becky Lynch. Always. Right,
but like Lita's very good. Like I'm not saying I think Becky will.
I can't remember the last time I saw Lita wrestle though.
I mean, you saw her wrestle in the Women's Royal Rumble.
I don't remember. It was so great. I wasn't saying that sarcastically. I mean, I don't remember because there was so much going on in that match. It is hard to pinpoint.
Oh, Lord Pumpernickel freaked out because they had never seen Lita before, I don't believe. And was like, who is this? And I was like, look at Lita and her mom jeans thong.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. That was fun.
Which is honestly, she was just wearing like a unitard then with her clothes over it. But it looked like a mom jeans thong.
Yes, it did.
But Lita rules.
Becky's gonna win that. Oh yeah, then now it's Roman Reigns versus Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Is Saudi excited for Goldberg? Who's excited for Goldberg? No offense to you, Goldberg.
Vince McMahon.
I love you on the show The Goldbergs as the gym teacher.
Isn't he the gym teacher's brother?
No, but he also takes over as the gym teacher at some point.
Oh, that's right. Because I think Brian Callen is no longer.
Yes, you're correct.
I do find myself the way they stack legend type figures on these shows. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if there is a push from the Saudis who are paying for the show to bring to like, no, we need Goldberg. We need Undertaker. We need insert Kane. Name of like super popular 90s wrestler here because that's the stuff we love. So they can
Goldberg. The first Saudi show they tried to do that with, I believe it was Saudis wanted like Yokozuna really bad. And then they wanted Yokozuna, Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, I believe it was. And WWE had to break the news like, hey, like two of these guys have passed on.
And the other one is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, the other one. Oh, boy. That's me and my collar.
We have an internet video to show you.
He's problematic. Roman Reigns is going
to
win that
Stay one. Stay tuned for the episode where I go to Hulk Hogan's restaurant here in Florida, by the way.
There is one like match that like the women's elimination chamber makes sense because it's a number one opportunity match for the Raw women's title. And that's going to be a great match.
Absolutely.
That's Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H. and one unnamed person, Sasha Banks, probably. I don't know
who. Well, Sasha Banks is on SmackDown, isn't she?
I can't remember who's on what show anymore.
Of the names announced for that match, who would you most like to see Becky Lynch fight at Mania? I'm torn between Nikki A.S.H. Bianca Belair. I was going to say I'm torn between Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley, but Bianca Belair, I love her to death. I think Bianca is my Becky Lynch.
Chris, I look at every single one of these and I'm like, I would watch that as a WrestleMania match. Like every single woman.
I mean, but like it's Doudrop, Bianca, Nikki, Ripley, and who's the fifth person?
Liv Morgan.
We've seen Liv and Doudrop versus Becky Lynch recently. Yeah. Like, I feel like WrestleMania would feel like kind of a retread if we revisited those already.
I want to go with Rhea Ripley.
Okay. Okay.
I think Rhea Ripley and Rhea Ripley and Becky would have like a phenomenal match for me.
I say throw Bianca in there for a triple threat showdown and let's go, baby.
Then the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss. Madcap Moss is going to win. I guess we predicted all these matches.
I'm sorry. That's the main event, you think?
I'm calling it the main event. I mean, who?
Or is that your nickname for Drew McIntyre? He's like main event Drew McIntyre.
Main event Drew McIntyre. I'm not like dissing on Drew McIntyre. It's just like, it's so weird that he was the main event for everything for 2 years. Now he's the lowest. Like,
he's lower than fighting Baron Corbin. He has to fight Baron Corbin's sidekick.
Which
What's
I also
happening?
I kind of love it's like you're fighting the guy from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, not the guy that dances, but like the backup for the guy that dances in Boss Tones.
they changed Riddick Moss's name to Madcap, which I love, by the way.
Yes.
I want him to just be mad. Like, even after he changes gimmick to not be a idiot, I still want him to be called Madcap Moss because Madcap is such a cool nickname.
So that's kind of the road to WrestleMania. We have to stop in Saudi Arabia to get to Texas. which makes sense to me.
Makes, what a weird highway system. Matt, can we talk about my life update real quick?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, Matt, so as you and the listeners know, I turned 40 in December. And
God, you're so old. In
the days leading up to my 40th birthday, I bleached my hair for the first time and dyed it blue for the first time, mm-hmm. which I'm going to take off my hat. It's still there.
Your hair looks the best right now.
Because the roots are in and the black and blue look good.
Yes.
I do not disagree. Also, I've just been making sure I shave down the sides because like when I let the sides grow out, the darkness seeps in and it's hard to tell.
The darkness seeps in and I just can't get myself out of it.
And I decided, you know what? This isn't enough of a midlife crisis for me. And I'm not in a position to buy a sports car. Lord Pumpernickel has recently taken up roller skating as a hobby. Mm-hmm. Which I was very impressed with. I'm like, that's cool. I want to do something like that. But like, I don't want to roller skate. I want to learn how to skateboard again. So Matt, I bought a skateboard and you can see it behind me right now. I think I already posted a photo on the Wrestle Buddy Twitter account. I bought a Macho Man Randy Savage skateboard and it's the most obnoxiously colored thing on the planet. It's lime green and purple and yellow and red and black and orange and Macho Man's beard and white teeth. It's just like there's so much color going on this that like this mixed with the grip tape I got for it, which is it's blue and it's the Mandalorian. I'm making the ugliest skateboard on the planet and like I'm obsessed with it, but like
you're making great life choices.
I thought so. I had to, the last parts of the board are supposed to arrive today. So I should be putting it together tonight.
Nice.
That's exciting. But, I just I was looking for a skateboard and I was like, what do I get? And I ordered one. I ordered a Santa Cruz board and I was like, this is cool. My head is red from the hat. I went to Zoomies, Z-U-M-I-E-Z, Zoomies mm-hmm. is a store. I went through Zoomies.com where you can pick a board and build a complete, or pick a deck and build a complete board off of it. And I thought you were limited to just a few boards. So I was like, oh, this Santa Cruz one is the best of what I'm being offered. And I ordered it, Matt. And then I was like, oh, wait, I can pick any deck that they have. And I had to email them and be like, hey, can you cancel my order so I can just buy a different one? And that's when I got Macho Man. And I'm already thinking I'm gonna need a second board, Matt, because they have a truly ugly Andre the Giant board that's like a cruiser board because Andre was a big boy.
Yeah.
And like I'm like, I want to cruise down the street on this orange Andre the Giant skateboard that's not attractive at all. It looks like I drew Andre on it. And like, I don't want, that's like the Macho Man drawing on this one looks really dope. It's super insanely colorful. I got the colorful one. There is a variant that's just black and white. And I was like, that's no, bro. We need the most colorful, audacious one on the planet. But like,
I wonder if like the skateboards I used to ride, like my favorite, if they're still like, I wonder like, is Zero in business? Are like, is Chocolate a Girl still in business? Because those are the boards that I rode.
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember the boards I rode growing up. I remember
every single board I had growing up.
I have a distinct memory of the year for Christmas. My dad got me a set of independent trucks for my board. And like, I was the happiest kid on the planet. And then now as an adult rebuilding this board, I got independent trucks again. And it brought that whole thing back to like front of mind. I was like, this is what joy feels like.
You're making things happen. Let's talk about WWE 2K22, which comes out.
Oh, we're going to be making things happen.
That's the plan. The plan as of right now, is an unnamed Wrestle Buddies Twitch streaming show on occasion. Video game buddies.
Look, here's the deal. Matt and I are both obviously going to get WWE 2K22 because we're nerds and we always get the wrestling games. Plus, general manager mode is back in this one. So like, how can we not? What we're thinking of doing, what we're planning to do, is actually do some Twitch streaming, honestly, probably on both of our channels, because we both have channels.
Yeah.
What's your Twitch channel, Matt?
I think it's just I'm Matt Elfring. I've tried to use it once, mm-hmm. and the game I picked to stream, you can't stream it. So I can't. I was like 10 minutes into my stream. I'm like, I can't get this to work. And I stopped.
I am on Twitch. I'm twitch.tv/Hainerman9000. Hainerman 5000, like Power Man 5000. But with me,
I'm Matt Elfring. I'm Matt Elfring across the board in every social media site, except for Facebook. I'm not on that. Jazz.
Yeah. I actually might change mine to just Chris Hainer, because I'm at Chris Hainer across the board on everything. But yeah, so we're going to Twitch. It's going to be dope. This is the plan we think you guys will be interested in. Matt, I figured out a way to where Matt from the Chicagoland area can remotely play on my PC, mm-hmm. so we can do a general manager mode together and stream that. But Matt, we're not going to do just any general manager mode. Tell them how this is going to be fun and different and better.
We're doing a Wrestle Buddies general manager mode, which means we will be picking. First of all, we're going to give you the show names that we came up with as of right now. We're still working on this. And again, we don't know how general manager mode is going to work. So this is all like a lot of like, we hope we can get this to work the way we want it.
Yes.
Chris's show is going to be Monday Night Mild Shenanigans. My show is Wednesday Night Wrestling Show. Very good names.
I love Wednesday Night Wrestling Show. I also love Wednesday Night Wrestling Television Program.
I might change that. So GM mode is only going to be made up of character wrestlers that have appeared. When I say appeared on the show, I mean not people we interviewed, but like
no
secondary characters from this show,
characters invented for this show, wrestlers that we've impersonated or talked at great lengths about. Like Matt, I had a thought about this because mm-hmm. None of us have really impersonated the Big Boss Man, but we talk about going down to Cobb County, Georgia quite a bit. And old cop Big Boss Man is in the game.
He will be one of two wrestlers we will allow to be in GM mode. So it's going to be Big Boss Man. The only other wrestler that we allow to be in GM mode is Dominic Guerrero
- Mysterio. That is correct.
Mysterio, because we talk about him at lengths on the show. I'm kind of like thinking maybe Surfer Sting might be allowed too, depending, but that might be too crazy.
I mean, but we're going to have to either create or find a really good creation of RoboCop, of Chucky, Jumpin' Jeff Farmer, Motley Cruz.
Oh, Chris, I have the whole list right in front of me if you want me to go through it all.
Let's hear the roster for Wrestle Buddies Federation.
My plan is to create everybody. I am not downloading other people's stuff. I am going.
You are far more dedicated than I am.
I want to explain my favorite one that we kind of came up with together. I gave him a terrible name of the Goliath Thad Mudhoney. If you're from the 90s, that's a very good name. So he is a default wrestler with a mustache. That's his look. And all of his moves are RKO. That's it. That's the character.
Yep. Everything is an RKO.
He ties. It's the typical wrestling podcast guy's very favorite wrestler.
Well, and we've also talked about some of our pay-per-view events, and one of them is going to be the typical wrestling show where the main event is an RKO match where both wrestlers can only do the RKO. And that's how you have to win.
You forgot the other thing. Randy Orton is special guest referee for every match.
Yes. Yes. Or and if we can't do special guest referee matches, which would be a shame.
Oh.
Randy Orton is the manager, a manager in every match, but he has to be impartial.
He has to be impartial,
but he's not going to be impartial. He's Randy Orton.
They're also the other pay-per-view. Our WrestleMania is the Tournament of Beef, obviously.
Yes, clearly.
We've invested a
lot in a Tournament of Beef brand.
I would love if intergender matches were a thing in this game. I doubt they will be.
So we can put Maxxiom Pelaer versus Brody King.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, wrestlers, here we go. Dominic Mysterio, SmackDown Hacker. There is the group Vape Nation, which is made up of Johnny Balls, Raj, and Wooey Blaze It. This is a collaboration between Chris, myself, and Michael Ruiz, who was a part of Dual Chakras before Dual Chakras kind of had an issue. Anyway,
prediction box. I will say this is going to be the grand return of Raj, who took off 2K20.
Wooey Blaze It also took off 2K20. So
because at a certain point we stopped making characters for 2K20.
Yes. Prediction about 3,000. Jeff Farmer. The typical Jumper. Wrestling podcast guys. It's just two dudes. Motley Cruz. There's Chris Macho Man Hayner, which is Chris doing his Macho Man impression.
Oh yeah.
Which I wonder if I can give my guy a skateboard, because now I have a Macho Man skateboard.
You probably give him a scooter. Just give him Matt Riddle's entrance.
Give him Matt Riddle's stupid entrance. Yeah.
Dark Order Chris Hayner.
Yeah. Well, now are those two different characters, or are those alternate costumes?
Those are two different characters, Chris.
I mean, I think you're right.
There are the Wrestle Buddies, which is myself, Chris Hayner, Keisha Hatchett, and Greg Thomas Martinez. Everybody's favorite editor, Matt. Hey, editor Matt here. This isn't editor Matt. This is life. This is just Matt.
The most boring version of you.
There's a character I've been making since SmackDown 2, Tiger Force Matt Elfring. It's me in a pink leotard.
Matt, now I have a question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a character that I've been making for every game since literally WrestleMania 2000.
Yes.
But he's not like a silly character. Does he make the jump?
That's up to you.
Do I find a way to silly him up? I will say in 2K19, in the Federation I built with my buddy back home and my godson, he was a part of a tag team with Brock Lesnar renamed Bork Laser, and their tag team name was Just Two Dudes. And they were very ridiculous. So you know what, Eric Roberts, I think you're coming to the Wrestle Buddies Federation.
I believe he's in my 2019 game. I put him in there.
I think so. Because we both downloaded each other's stuff.
Yes. Next up, guys, get ready. Gangrel on a motorcycle.
Yes.
We will. If they have the Undertaker entrance with a motorcycle, I am doing that tweet from Gangrel as a wrestler.
Absolutely.
Pasta Mania Hogan, who is going to be a jobber. RoboCop, yeah. Chucky, Charles Wright, just as Charles Wright, not as the Godfather. Talked about the Goliath that about him. Oh, here's another real wrestler, but we have to make him Zodiac from the Dungeon of Doom.
We wanted someone from the Dungeon of Doom. We didn't know who.
Sorry, Taskmaster.
I feel like Zodiac is the runaway favorite, given that like I now own a Zodiac action figure.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to do Shockmaster, but when he was like a construction worker or whatever?
Yes. I'm gonna add that in. See, we're adding these in as we go along, and Super Shockmaster.
And please, by all means, if you have questions about, or if you have thoughts about who we should include in the Wrestle Buddies Federation,
if you've been listening to this show forever and we're missing somebody, let us know.
Matt, I'd like to confirm my mother has listened to an entire episode of Wrestle Buddies now.
Good for her.
She called me and was like, I was listening to your podcast and there was this part at the end where you just spoke weirdly into a microphone for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And every once in a while I heard Matt like talking to someone in the background. I was like, what was that all about? I was like, oh yeah, it's a whole thing, Ma.
My mom has never listened to any of the I've been podcasting since 2004. She's never listened to a single podcast of any of the shows I've been on.
I don't know how my mom figured out how to listen to a podcast, to be honest.
She rated us.
She did, yeah, but that was before listening.
Next up is one of my favorites that I've been making for the past couple of years. He's called Not a Cop.
He's not a cop. He's definitely a cop.
Definitely not a cop.
Hey, what's up, fellow kids?
Yeah, it's that as I made it into a wrestler, kind of.
Wait. Wowie Blaze It. In 2K19, yeah. Didn't he have like the PCO entrance, the Frankenstein entrance?
I do not remember.
Like where he's laying on a bed and he gets shocked by lightning.
No.
I remember this, Matt. I'm pretty sure this happened.
I'd have to load it up. I don't remember. Anyway, so recently Chris and I have been watching the show Sliders. We are making everybody from Sliders. That's the Crying Man, Rembrandt Brown, Quentin Mallory, Wade Wells, Professor Maximilian Arturo, Maggie Beckett, Colin Mallory, the other Quinn Mallory, Dr. Diana Davis.
Can we also do Quinn Mallory with the Q virus, where he just has like a mullet and yellow skin? He looks jaundiced with a mullet.
Yeah, we should also do Quinn Mallory, who is the sorcerer. But like, we, man, there's so many different Quinn Mallorys we could do.
But honestly, we could do a Quinn Mallory stable.
Guys, Sliders on Peacock, check it out. Terrible CGI, show.
I will be as soon as we wrap up this podcast.
If you want to see a show that had zero budget, like really like just some phenomenal writing and actors really make a no budget show work.
Honestly, Sliders. Our podcast has a bigger budget than some episodes of Sliders. I know I made that joke yesterday, but like it's true.
It's true. I just got through like the first Cro-Mag episode. 90% of it takes place in a dark room.
Yeah.
With like a light.
Yeah.
And to skimp out on visual effects of them jumping into the sliding machine, they just put a fan on them and then a bright light on them. And it's like, all right, sliding portals open. Look, there's a bright light on you.
And they they stay in the sliders animation, like the tie-dye wormhole animation, for way too long. They're really of that animation.
Do you remember when that first came out and we were all wowed by it?
Like, oh my God, the technology being put to work here. Oh my God. Terrible.
This show is so good, though.
It's fantastic.
Anyway.
Are there any other wrestlers?
That's all I have. I could add more, but as of right now, we're at 34.
If we're running two different shows, that's 12 apiece. I feel like we could build kind of smaller shows with that.
I need to go through my old wrestling games. We don't have a lot of women. That's an issue to me.
I have a woman wrestler named Riley the Girl that I could bring over. Before JBL turned like maniacal rich cowboy. Uh-huh. I made a maniacal rich cowboy character named Johnny Dynamite, who he wore a cow spotted blazer and cowboy hat, and he had bleached white hair and unnaturally tanned skin, and if he had a problem, he would just throw money at it. I think he might be a fun addition.
Going through this list, we have four women on the roster. One is Keisha, three are from the show Sliders.
Well, let's think about it this way, Matt. Is it going to be like current roster split where each brand has a women's title? Or is it going to be like the old roster split where one brand has the cruiserweight title, one brand has the women's title?
Oh, I'm assuming it's going to be like how it is now where there's women's titles on both shows.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through my old game, see what other women wrestlers I have. I know there's a couple that I really, really like. There's a snake one.
We can also come up with, like honestly, Sable with a giant head is a character we can do.
Oh, Bungie's Sable. Like
Bungie's Sable. Come on.
That's getting written down.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be good. So anyway, our plan is to book this. Stream this on Twitch and play some of the matches. And it's gonna be Matt versus me. We are gonna compete to see who is the supreme wrestle buddy booker. Yes. It'll probably be Matt, honestly. It'll probably be Matt. That's fine. We're gonna have fun.
A blast. So in the upcoming in the upcoming weeks, we'll have some more. We'll probably be talking about WWE 2K22 a little bit more up to the release. So
yeah, this is an exciting time. It's been 2 years since we had a WWE game. It's been over 2 years since we've had a WWE game. Two and a half years since we've had
a new
had a new WWE game called Battlegrounds, but like it's been 2.5 years since the last 2K mainline title. So this is an exciting time. We're excited about it, and we'll probably have a lot more to say in the coming weeks.
So that's going to be it for this week, guys. I almost forgot.
In Your Face. Face is my new favorite mini segment where we're just going to do some smack talk about wrestlers, because that's what you do on these podcasts. Mm-hmm. You like take a wrestler that like you think you're better than, and you really give them the what for. So okay. Matt, this week, you know who's going to be in their face?
Who?
Randy Orton.
Oh, no. In your face.
In your face, Randy Orton. You hear voices in your head. Hey, Randy Orton, I have an idea. Why don't you go see a therapist?
Oh, man. In your face.
Oh, Randy Orton, you think you're so cool with your RKO? What are those? Your initials or something? In your face.
Oh, man, you got got.
You got any?
Oh, this is your segment, man. I'm letting you fly free.
Oh, no, this is for everybody.
Oh, I don't have any.
Oh, man.
You know what? I learned something today from In Your Face, Chris.
What?
I learned something, and it's that Randy, that the RKO is based on Randy's initials. I actually never knew that.
Did you really not like?
I did not know that.
Hey, Matt, his middle name is Keith, In Your Face.
Oh, cool. What do you think? You're cool, Keith? The rapper?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Randy Orton, you think your name is Cool Keith? Why don't you have a cool rap song for your entrance instead of whatever that
I hear voices in my head.
Yeah, why don't you get song. Cool Keith to do your entrance music, but have it actually be Dr. Doom. Oh, man. Yeah, have Dr. Doom do your intro music.
Oh, have Randy. Dr. Doom do a remix of your current theme song, Randy, In Your Face.
Oh, then have Dr. Octagon do a remix of that.
And then just decide to use Earth People as your entrance theme, Randy, yeah. In Your Face.
In your face, you silly guy.
You silly goose. Oh, what are you going to do? You going to punt kick me, Randy? You're not even a football player. In your face.
Oh, vintage Orton. Not really. In your face.
Oh, you know, it was an underrated tag team. Rated RKO. In your face, Randy. I mean, that's more of a compliment, but in your face. This has been In Your Face, my new favorite segment.
We did it, guys. We did it. We've accomplished so much in this potpourri episode.
Yes, we have.
We will be back next week with some great information. I can't talk too much, but there will be bonus episodes in the upcoming weeks. That's all I'll say. That's all I can say at this point.
And by the way, this is officially episode 90. So we are 10 episodes away from finally watching Ready to Rumble.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. We need to we are going to watch Ready, not actually watch it with you, but like we're going
what if
to
we, Matt, what if we did a watch along episode where we just watched Ready to Rumble and recorded our commentary to it?
That would take so long.
Would it? I refuse to believe that Ready to Rumble is longer than 90 minutes.
I will look right now. I have it on Vudu and Movies Anywhere. Or no, just Vudu. And I also watched it recently because that's how I roll. Ready to. No, I don't want to watch Ready Player One. That's garbage.
It's not as good as Ready to Rumble. That's for sure.
It is 106 minutes. We would have to record a 106 minute episode. I would have to edit a 106 minute episode.
No, Matt, if it's a commentary, you can't edit it.
I'd have to edit out like me coughing probably, which I do a lot.
No, man, you haven't caught this entire episode.
I have twice. Yeah.
Did you edit it out for me?
Oh yeah. You guys
see it.
Yeah. You guys don't know. After 25 years, I quit smoking. Like
that's right.
Two and a half months ago.
Let's give it up for Matt.
So I quit smoking 2 months ago. I've been off of nicotine for over a month now and I'm good. I'm like actually doing really well. But I'm like, it's a lot of like, it's a lot of that a lot of the time.
Ah, you're fine.
25 years of smoking, which is nuts. To me, that like I think about it, but
I'm glad you quit.
Thank you. I'm glad I quit too, actually. I would really like it if it wasn't winter out so I could like start exercising again, but it's winter in Illinois.
Matt, get a skateboard. Do you want to get a skateboard and relearn to skateboard with me?
I was on a skateboard last year. I can still kind of do it. I can still ollie a little. I know how to pop shove it. I cannot land it because I'm a little bit bigger. I'm about like I'm like 90-80 pounds heavier than I was in high school.
Yeah, like I'm definitely bigger, but like I just want to get to the point where I can ride.
Yeah,
that's it.
On my
Macho Man Randy Savage board.
We are 10 episodes away. 10 regular episodes. Bonus episodes do not count towards the
yes.
So like there'll be interview episodes and like maybe special edition ones. They will not count towards the count. So we have 10 regular weeks until we hit 100. We'll be watching Ready to Rumble. I've had a couple ideas of who I want to be on the show that week. I will not discuss them.
Danhausen.
It's not going to be Danhausen is now way too big. Remember Matt, how he was too big?
I would argue we have a better shot at landing Danhausen now than we did before he was in AEW.
Yeah, we could just hit a press. The PR.
Yeah.
Danhausen, when do you want to watch Ready to Rumble with us?
I don't want that. That sounds like a long time to be talking to Danhausen.
Maybe if we do. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're playing this right now live. Ready to Rumble will be episode 100. Bonus episode will be a Riff Trax version of us watching the movie and reacting to it, making jokes or whatever.
I like that. I like that. We do the regular episode and we do the commentary.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right. All right. Chris, you have any final words?
RoboCop, baby.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.